At that time, John was standing with two of his disciples. And as he watched Jesus walk by, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard this and followed Jesus. Now Jesus turned around and saw them following him. And he said to them, "What are you looking for?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where do you stay?" And Jesus said, "Come and see." And so they went with him and saw where he was staying. And they remained with him that entire day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Now Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the disciples who heard John and followed Jesus. He first went to his own brother and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which translated means the Christ. He then took him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which translated means Peter. The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This is the 65th time that I have done this. Maybe this time I'll get it down right. And that is to follow in the footsteps of Jesus. As we begin now this year of the Lord, we will follow in the very events, the historical happenings of our Lord's life. We went to Bethlehem and celebrated his birth. We watched him when he went off with Mary and Joseph to Egypt, presented in the temple, back again obedient to Nazareth. And now we see him in his public life. And we believe the word of God, that what is spoken to us. And like Samuel, we finally heard the words, "Come and see." And we have come and we have seen where he stays. And we have remained with him the entire day, which is our whole life, one day. But one thing that we have to be careful with is that concept of believing, because now they see Jesus and they believe that he's the Messiah, the Christ, he's from God, he's come to open the gates of heaven. And that's just like us. We believe. I bet every one of you, there might be a stranger who stepped in today who is not a believer, hasn't got it together yet. But everybody else believes. You believe in Jesus. I believe in Jesus. He was born of a virgin. He turned water into wine. He multiplied the bread. I believe this. I believe he hung upon the cross and opened the gates of heaven. But that's not enough. The apostles believed and they ran away. They denied him. There's something missing. And what's missing in the lives of many people is the gift of faith.
We believe, but there's no faith. Is that possible? Yes, of course. Don't you say, I believe? There are some of you who will leave this church and something will go wrong. Something better go wrong. It's in quotation marks. One with faith says, it's going to work out. God always takes care of us. And that faith will just permeate through the family. Sometimes it's the mother of the family. Sometimes it's the father. It's going to be all right. Your faith cries out, it's all right. Most people will get so, we're going bankrupt now. Where's God? We tithe. How come He's not helping us? He promised. People will get angry with God when salvation is given to them. It's like the man that begged for help. And he went away and came back and found that his house had burned down. God, I asked for help. In the very occasion of the house burning down, he was blessed with eternal life. He was blessed with his family. Nobody was there. It was a terrible, their neighborhood was terrible. There was something in the house itself that permeated gases. They were sick all the time. He wanted to complain because the house burned down. The Lord was just moving them, that's all. The insurance company put up a beautiful home for them in a wonderful neighborhood where they lived in community and met in cell meetings. And it was absolutely awesome. There's something wrong that will happen every day. We believe this. And when that cross comes to us, frustration, anger, upset, depression, you who believe in Jesus, yes, people who believe in Jesus will go through that. But a person with faith will bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We believe in the word of Jesus Christ. He tells us, you can come to me. Sometimes you say, Lord, if I was there, I wouldn't have let them do that to you. I would have been that Veronica, and I would have told those guards to get out of there, and I would have wiped your face. I would have kissed you. And Jesus said, you can do that. I can? Yes, when you do it to the least of my brethren, you're doing it to me. How many of you believe this? You believe this word, that we can minister to Jesus. And then when the opportunity comes every day, Jesus comes to you. Sometimes it's in a spouse and a child and a neighbor and a brother. Here he comes again. What do you mean you need more money? Give me an account. What happened to the last $2 I gave you? Oh, here, take it. Don't bother me again. You're talking to Jesus. Take it, Jesus. Don't bother me again. You believe the words, don't you? But you don't have faith. We believe in heaven. Each one of you believe in heaven. You believe that it is so beautiful. No matter how beautiful it is, you're wrong. It's a billion times more beautiful. You know this and you believe in it. And yet you don't want to go there. Not now. You believe in the glory. I was skiing this week and it was just beautiful. The sun was out and nice fresh snow and going around the moguls. And it was just glorious. And I came all back. I haven't skied for 2 years. And it just came back. I was the expert. I'm sure they had brought out cameras to take pictures of me. And it was just beautiful. I was just wondering where they were. They just didn't show up. And then I was thinking, this is nothing compared to what it's going to be in heaven. We're going to be skiing in the clouds. And you don't have to be afraid that you're going to fall and break that hip. You don't have to worry going up there. Is there going to be ice on the slopes? I hate ice on the slopes. It's going to be perfect. If heaven is so beautiful, then why do we have anything to do with sin? Why do we even let the temptation for a moment? Why can't we say, oh, you fool, you think I would think that way? You think I would do that? No way. I'm going to heaven. And we know what hell is. Mark Jansen just had back surgery. You know how they touch and move all those muscles in your back? When they put them back together and sew you up, the pain is absolutely excruciating. And Diane is standing there by his bedside. If I could only do something, if I could only relieve you. Think of the worst heartache, the worst loneliness, the worst depression, the worst pain that you could ever imagine. And it's nothing compared to the loneliness of hell. Not just for 3 days or 3 months or 3 years. For all eternity. We believe this. And if we had faith, no sin would ever... That pleasure for a moment and then live in guilt? No way! Be gone, Satan! See the difference between I believe and no faith. We have to pray for that faith. Do you know when I need something, I make a novena, 9 days. I need it. I get it. The Lord blesses. Here's the prayer of the poor people, the humble. And when I really need something, then I take out the rosary novena. Not 9 days. 54 days. Do you know what day I'm on? The 16th day, because it's the 16th of the month. And do you know what I'm praying for this time? For the gift of faith. Wouldn't that be something to preach about Jesus Christ? To believe? I believe that it's the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Wouldn't that be something? If I didn't have faith, my faith is so weak. It's smaller than a mustard seed. I can't move mountains. I can't even meet Jesus in the poor. Today I was taking a break between the two masses and the telephone and the doorbell was ringing and I couldn't get to it. And I came over here and found out that it was somebody who needed groceries. And you know what I said? Good. I'm glad. I was so afraid it was a parishioner that needed something. It was a stranger just off the street. It was just, you know, just a nobody. Just Jesus ringing my doorbell. And I said, oh good, I'm glad I didn't miss anybody important. I only miss Jesus. If I had faith, this Mass would not have started on time. I would have said, hold everything. Sing another hymn, sister. I'm going out to find Jesus. He's not here. He's out on the street. And he's hungry. Join with me and pray for that gift of faith. That we who so boldly say, I believe in Jesus Christ. He's my personal Savior. That we be blessed with the gift of faith. If you want a definition, there's only one thing that God can give us. It's a gift of faith, of course. It's the gift of Himself that He gives to us. You can see it when people have it. Their eyes are alive. I can see it as I go from one homebound to another. Those that have it and those that just complain and filled with fear and anxiety and they're complaining about this child and that child. I think I told you about the dear soul that was complaining about the grandchildren who didn't send a thank you note. She's very poor, but she was able to get together some CDs, and well, she's not going to live very long, and so she sent them a check. I think about what, $7,000, I'm not sure. $7,000. Wow. We could have used that for payroll 3 months ago. And she said not one grandchild sent a thank you note or called. And it was eating her on the inside, and she was getting angry at them and depressed, and she couldn't sleep at night. And I said to her, do you know you're close to being with God? And as beautiful as you are, you're not perfect. You'll probably spend time in purgatory. But if you forgive your grandchildren and you love them, if you say, thank you, Lord, for that wrong, you'll lessen your time in purgatory. You'll help your grandchildren that they won't be ingrates, that somehow they'll receive the gift of faith. And the next time I went to visit her, her face was alight. She said, it worked. I forgave them. And I told Jesus, thank you for letting it happen to me. She says, I have tremendous peace. Ask for that gift of faith. When it happens, you can see it. You can hear it. People live in peace. Things go wrong, and there's no such thing as wrong. God will work it out. It's all right. God is taking the tremendous gift of peace. He only has one gift. It's the Holy Spirit. It's Himself. It's eternal life. We call it faith. We call it peace. We give it many names, but it's only one gift that He gives to you, and it's the gift of Himself. And it's faith. Ask for it. Just because you believe, the most stupid thing you could do is say, I believe, and think that's going to get you into heaven. You believing gets you nowhere. That's your response. You have to receive first. He's the one that loves us first. And then we respond like a retarded child. My cousin who's Down syndrome. That's all you hear. Mama, I love you. I love you. He always says, I love you. That's wonderful. It's a fabulous thing. But first, he was loved. And that's us, like little simple Down syndromes who say, my God, I love you. It's wonderful, but it's not the thing. The thing is God saying to us, I love you, and giving us the gift of faith. Now, every individual from the moment of conception, a fetus in a mother's womb, to your old age, every one of us are offered the gift of faith at least once. Sometimes maybe only once. That's all he has to do is offer it once. Some of us, I don't know why, but are offered it again, like Samuel, Samuel, Samuel. And he didn't hear. He didn't know it was God. And then it's offered again. Maybe today somebody is receiving the invitation right now to receive the gift of faith that has never been received. It might have been rejected. Then get on your knees and pray, God, give me the gift of faith. I need it. I need faith. I'm tired of saying, I believe in Jesus, and then going out and cursing because somebody cuts in front of you or they block the driveway when we didn't have the extra parking spaces. How the people, I don't know, women are more vocal or something, but they would come in so angry and I can't get out of this. And they would say it. You know, I never get to see you people as you are. You put on a nice show of being religiosity. But when you're angry, you can't hide it. And she's angry, and they park right those, and they call you names for parking in front of the exit sign. But I believe in Jesus. I believe that He says you have to carry your cross every day. But by golly, I'm not going to carry that one.
Wives won't even carry their husbands unless he's perfect. And I'll tell you, I'm going to make him perfect. He's going to do it right. Ask for the gift of faith. Lord, give it to me. So I'll be the tester. On February 27th, I will finish with my novena. And if I don't have it by then go on the way you are. Just believing, but cursing, and lusting, and getting even, and refusing to talk, and depressed, and crying. And certainly you don't want to go meet God face to face. A faithless person doesn't want to meet Him. But if I'm a man of faith because I ask God for that gift, then you too. But don't wait for the 27th. Pray now. Lord, I got to have faith. It is your faith that will save you. Please stand.